Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In an early episode of the television show MASH, the doctor known as Trapper was diagnosed with a stomach ulcer. Although he was initially upset about having to deal with this hole in his stomach, Trapper was quite grateful when his bunkmate, Hawkeye, reminded him that according to Army regulations, Trapper would get to go home. His stomach ulcer became his ticket out of the horrific things he was going through in the Korean War. As this episode progresses, they arrange a farewell party for Trapper. But minutes before the party begins, Radar told him that the Army had recently changed its regulations and that his ulcer would have to be treated in Korea. Trapper went to the party anyway and let the festivity and the joy and the merriment that everyone was experiencing go on until he was asked to give his farewell speech, during which he told everybody he wasn't going anywhere after all. But throughout the party, both Trapper and Radar had a look in their eyes that betrayed the truth. If only anyone had looked close enough to notice, they would have realized that although Trapper smiled and even laughed a few times during the party, it was a bit muted. And there was a sadness in his eyes that told the reason why. It was a nice party, but it wasn't going to end in the way that he had hoped, or the way that the other partygoers were anticipating, for that matter. I wonder if someone had looked deep into Jesus' eyes on that original Palm Sunday, if they might have seen something similar. As Jesus let the triumphal entry parade continue, I wonder if his eyes betrayed the truth. Did he smile as people shouted, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," while displaying a deep sorrow and pain in his eyes? Interestingly enough, so many of the things that we associate with Palm Sunday are not included in Luke's version of the story. There are no hosannas, there are no children singing, and there aren't any palms being waved. In fact, if this were the only account of that Sunday morning that we were to have, our Palm Sundays would look very, very different than they do. Now, I don't think that the author of Luke was trying to ruin everybody's Palm Sunday fun. No, I think something else is happening here. Could it be that the author is trying to take away all of these extra details that might take our attention away from Jesus? Because if we look at Jesus and Jesus alone, if we look at his face and peer into his eyes, I think the real story is being told. Jesus knew what he had to do, and entering Jerusalem was part of it. He knew that if he did his Father's will in all of this, that the peace in heaven and glory in the highest that the disciples were talking about, that it would come. But he also knew what he would have to endure to secure that glory and peace. Sometimes in the church, and not just here at Holly Grove, I'm talking about the church universal, we try to let Palm Sunday be a bright spot in our Lenten darkness. And I think sometimes in doing so, we may not always fully absorb the different dynamics that are at play. If we only look into Jesus' eyes on this day, I think we will see the sadness and the sorrow that is underneath the celebration of this crowd. And I think that in seeing this sadness and sorrow in his eyes, we find yet another way that Jesus identifies with us. How often have we, me or you, how often have we had to proceed through a worship service with songs of praise on our lips and wrenching pain in our hearts? How often have we sung hymns of joy while puddles of tears gather at the corners of our eyes? I can think of several reasons right off the top of my head why our hearts might be hurting. Maybe we got in an argument with a friend or family member in the last few days, or even this morning, and it's not resolved yet. Maybe someone we love is struggling with a physical or mental condition, and there's nothing that we can do about it. Maybe we have lost a loved one, and the grief is too deep to bear. Maybe you're struggling financially. Maybe you're struggling with work. There are countless and countless reasons why our hearts are wrenching with pain today or other days. I don't think there's any one of us here who hasn't come to worship on a Sunday morning at one time or another, who has had to sing songs of praise and joy while enduring pain or sorrow in our hearts. Both can be true, and one does not diminish the other. So often, our worship of God, which is absolutely proper and full of peace and glory, is often tinged with the sorrow and pain of life. We know that Jesus has redeemed us from sin and death and the devil, and that he did so precisely because he didn't linger at this triumphal entry parade. Instead, he went onward toward the cross, knowing all of the suffering that he would endure. It is indeed our duty, our joy, and our delight to offer God our praise always and everywhere. But we also do so knowing all that he endured. What we see and experience on Palm Sunday is not a break from Lent or from life, but is instead an opportunity to more fully enter into the reality of Holy Week and what it meant for Jesus and what it means for us. And maybe even more than that, we have the opportunity to pause, even if just briefly, and look into Jesus's eyes, seeing a mixture of joy and pain, of peace and sorrow, knowing that Jesus understands all too well what it is to feel all of it, because he has experienced it himself. And ultimately, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, points us toward a day when God's promises will be fully realized, when God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Amen.